From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Go the dairy. Welcome back.
Go the dairy. Question for you, Mike. Mm. I didn't happen to see all of the leaders' debate last night, but will farmers be more cheered by the Global Dairy Trade Index this morning price rise or by what they heard in the leaders' debate last night?
The prices. Money speaks.
I'd say so, yeah. Global Dairy Trade Auction last night, we had quite a solid 4.6% lift in the price index. So that's backing up the 2.7% lift we saw at the previous auction and quite a good bounce from the, well, it's around the 7.4% fall that we saw back in mid-August when whole milk powder dragged that price index down. So whole milk powder average prices also rose 4.6%, so same as the overall index. Skim milk powder up 5.4%, and butter was up 3.8%. And just looking at the whole milk powder specifically, Mike, because it is the key driver of the index price movements. Just sort of putting this into some context, average prices peaked just under $4,800. That recent low was just over $2,500. Overnight, you're sitting at $2,800. So while it's a very welcome reprieve from the recent weakness and the sort of stabilization, looking at the historical comparisons, under $3,000 a metric ton is right at the bottom of the range that we've seen over the last 5 years. So it's good that it's stabilized, but it's still historically quite a low level. A bit of context here, Mike. Fonterra released their annual report and results tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. That will see confirmation of the payout for this year, for the 23 year. Should be around $8.20, quite a healthy level historically. 23-24 season is going to be much lower. Mm-hmm. They'll also get confirmation of the level of Fonterra dividend that farmer suppliers will receive. But I think, you know, key to where this, or what that eventual price will be for 23-24 will depend very much on demand out of China.
Right, across the Tasman, and Michelle Bullock made sort of her debut yesterday.
Yeah, so first up, actually, I'm going to be in Sydney in a few weeks' time for her first official. I happen to be at a conference where she is presenting. It will be her first official appearance. Of course I am. That's why you get the good oil here, Mike. That's why you get the good oil.
Ear to the ground.
Yesterday, the Reserve Bank of Australia released the minutes of their meeting 2 weeks ago when they left the cash rate on hold. Now, this often isn't that notable, and sometimes, you know, it's not really a market mover, and market response was quite muted, but I thought there were some very relevant comments for New Zealand's situation in the release of these minutes yesterday. So what was very notable was the RBA highlighting China as a material risk. It was a very prominent theme in the minutes. Apparently, and I haven't fact-checked this, Mike, but China, the words China or Chinese appeared 23 times in the minutes, and that's compared to 8 mentions in the August minutes and 7 in the July minutes. So the prominence has lifted materially. Comments included, downside risks to China's growth have risen. There are several channels through which this could affect Australia. And almost all of those channels, I think, have some similarity to New Zealand. Clearly, we don't export iron ore, but they are an export destination, an important export destination for us. They also highlight it's not just the direct impact on Australia, or in our case, New Zealand, but a wider impact on global growth. And just sort of almost to ram home this issue, the American Chamber of Commerce yesterday in Shanghai released their annual survey. The percentage of US firms optimistic about the five-year China business outlook has fallen to 52%. That is a record low, and that survey goes back to 1999. So this thing, Mike, does not correct quickly. It's such a big economy, it doesn't correct. We're going to be talking about this, unfortunately, for quite some time.
This is the truth. What are the numbers?
US share market is a little bit weaker overnight. Some concern over the Fed and what's happening with interest rates there still. Dow Jones 34,456. It's down about 0.5%. The S&P 500 down 0.3%. 4,440 is the level there. And the Nasdaq down 0.25%, 13,677. The FTSE 100 relatively unchanged overnight, gained 7 points, 7,660. The Nikkei 33,242 is down 0.87%. The Aussie share market yesterday lost about 0.5%, 7196, as did we in New Zealand, about 0.5%, 11,344. One Kiwi dollar slightly stronger, 0.5930 against the US, 0.9181 against the Aussie. 0.5550 against the euro, 0.4785 pounds. We're at 87.68 against the Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,930. Now, Brent crude, it's at $94.33, Mike, but high overnight was just under $96. So you can probably guess that it's going to hit $100 at some stage.
I reckon. Go well. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.